Plastic waste is piling up in the world's landfills, sewer systems, and in the ocean. As William Brangham reports, the United Nations has set a goal of sharply reducing plastic pollution by 2040.
Lodged at the bottom of the sea or floating on top of it, many of the world's waterways are clogged with plastic. This man-made, non-biodegradable substance is hurting wildlife. And it's showing up almost everywhere we look. Researchers in Brazil recently discovered plastic melted into rocks on a remote island. It's circulating in the air we breathe. It's made its way into our very bloodstream. The plastic problem is not new, but its reach seems to have no limits. 430 metric tons of plastic is produced each year, two-thirds of which, almost instantly after being used, becomes garbage. Plastic production is set to triple by 2060. To try and limit this flow of waste,
I see no objections. It is so decided.
Last year in Nairobi, Kenya, 193 nations agreed the world must get the plastic problem under control.
We will have a strong global, international, and comprehensive framework on plastic pollution.
The UN also recently released this report laying out the concrete steps needed to do it. Turning off the tap, how the world can end plastic pollution and create a circular economy. It aims to slash plastic pollution by 80% by 2040. How to realize that goal is the task of global delegates meeting in Paris next week to work on a legally binding agreement. The head of the United Nations Environment Program, Inger Andersen, will lead the negotiations. I spoke with her recently. Inger Andersen, thank you so much for being here. Before we get to the solutions that you're talking about, I wonder if we could just talk a little bit about the problem. I mean, here, especially in the US, but worldwide, we have heard this phrase, reduce, reuse, and recycle for what feels like a generation. And yet we still haven't gotten our hands around this problem. Why is that?
Well, I guess that it's fairly hard. This recycle story is not as simple as it sounds. When I put my plastic toothpaste tube that is now empty in my recycling bin, it doesn't always make its way. In fact, globally, we produce about 430 million tons of plastic a year, globally speaking, and 9% of that, just 9% ends up being recycled. So it's clearly something that we need to deal with, and recycling is not the only answer. We need to rethink the entire system of plastic production.
Walk me through some of the details there. How do we then try to divert this tide to a more productive and healthy stream?
Let's think about it. We liquefy a lot of stuff that in just 20 years ago was not liquid. Let's take soap for laundry detergent. It's largely liquid, certainly in the US market. It used to be powder, and therefore it could be transported in a carton box. Let's think about soap that we wash our hands with. It used to be in a bar, and now we need the convenience of one pump. Well, we have to ask ourselves if all that is worth it when we understand that that liquidification of the product for our convenience, yes, but it is very, very inconvenient for the environment. So we need to rethink and redesign the products themselves. We need to make sure that we minimize that wasteful single-use plastic bag that we are going to be using for 10 minutes as we carry 5 tomatoes home from the store. And then thereafter, depending on the kind of polymer, it could be between 100 and 1,000 years in the landfill. That's just not very efficient use of a scarce resource. But I think that there are certainly industry leaders that are saying, look, this is actually something that if we don't get it right, it detracts from our shareholder value, and it detracts from the pride that our workers have in this product if it's bobbing out around in the ocean. This is not good for business. It's not good for the brand. So let's find solutions to it.
Some of what your report is calling for is the creation of a circular economy around plastics. Is that possible when we know, though, that plastic, as you're describing, keeps breaking down in the environment? Are those things compatible?
So I think that there are many things that already now we can just exit. But no, circularity is not the solution, but it's one of the elements of a solution. And that means that take-back schemes, whether it's extended producer responsibility or whether it's municipal take-back schemes. There are many, many things that we've seen across different countries. In Chile, for example, which is a poorer country than the US, of course, you buy a bottle and that is yours for keeps, and it has an electronic little gadget so that when you go to the machine knows that it's your bottle, and you put in the money that you want and you get the detergent from the machine that you want. And if you can only afford this much, that's what you get. And if you can afford more, you can buy more. So refill schemes are very interesting. So I think that we have to think across the entire chain, but circularity will be part of it.
When you look at these upcoming negotiations on this issue, what stand out to you as the potential biggest roadblocks to this type of change that you're talking about?
I think that any systems change of this size is one that is difficult. So my concern will be that there may be in some locations and some member states a desire to just focus on the waste management, but we need to look at the whole thing. But the good thing is that I think across the political spectrum, from left to right and across the world, there is a desire to find solution. And that's unique. It's very much similar to the ozone negotiations that we had back in the late 70s and early 80s, where it was clear that we needed to exit CFCs, these chlorofluorocarbons, these chemicals that degraded the ozone layers and were opening human health to cancers and ourselves to runaway climate change and impacts. At the time, it was said it's impossible. How can you change the freons that are enabling our cooling systems and our air conditioners and our fire retardants and our spray cans? And then we did it. So it is difficult, but when we do it right, we can do this. And it is exactly the same on the plastic side.
All right, Inger Andersen of the United Nations Environment Program, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.